Okay, going to be recording Sunday's Daf Yomi. That's Daf Chaf Gimel. We'll pick it up from the very bottom line. Second to the bottom line on the bottom of Chaf Beis Amud Beis, says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Haya Omid Betfila Umayim Shosis and Al-Birkov. Person was in the middle of davening Shmona Esrei. All of a sudden he feels like he's urinating. Posek. Stop davening, ad sheyichlu hamayim, till you stop urinating, v'chozer u'mispal. Then you can continue davening, l'heichan chozer, where do you go back to? Rav Chista, Rav Imunah, l'chad amar chozer l'rosh. One opinion says you have to repeat the whole Shmon Esrei, because the part that you did while you were urinating doesn't count. L'chad amar, l'makom shepasak. No, you can just go back to the place that you stopped. Says the Gemara, l'hem v'hachem ifliya. What are they arguing about? Maybe they're arguing about the following issue. Mar Savar, one opinion says, Im Shahakide Ligmar is Kula, if you waited long enough that you could have finished the whole thing, Chozel Rosh. O Mar Savar, even if you waited that long, Lamakum Shapasak, you still go back to the place that you stopped. Says Gmar, that doesn't make sense. I'm Ravashi. Hi, Im Shaha Im Lo Shaha Mi Baile. The Gemara should have distinguished between whether or not you concluded, it should have said if you didn't, it should have distinguished between whether or not you waited long enough and didn't long enough. Now everyone agrees if you waited long enough to finish the entire Shmona Esrei, you go back to the beginning. There you did not wait long enough. That's where they're arguing. Demar Savar Gavra Duchuyahu. One opinion says, since you had to go to the bathroom, it doesn't count what you already did, so you got to go back to the beginning. Ve'ein roi, you're not roi l'tfila. Ve'ein tfila so tfila. The tfila that you said while you had to go to the bathroom doesn't count. Mar Savar, the other opinion says, no, gavra chazihu, just because you had to go to the bathroom, you're still able to daven. U'tfila so tfila, and your tfila is a good tfila. Tana Rabbanim, a rabbi stotna b'raisa, a nitzrach l'nakavav. A person who needs to go to the bathroom, this is a reference to a person who really needs to go, who needs to sit and make a bowel movement, not somebody who just needs to urinate, someone who really needs to sit and go to the bathroom. Al yispala, you're not allowed to daven if you feel like you have to go to the bathroom. V'mispala tfilasa toeva. And if you daven, your prayer is disgusting, and therefore you have to daven again. That's the simple shot. Doesn't even count. That's only if you can't hold it in. If you could hold it in, then your davening does count. How long do you have to be able to hold it in? The amount of time it takes to walk 4 mil, either around an hour and a quarter or 4 times 18 minutes. A parsa is 4 mil, so it's about 72 minutes or 75 minutes. Something like that. Ikadamasni la amasnisa. Some learn this distinction on a brisa. When do we say that your davening does not count? Kishain yachalamad alatzma, if you can't hold it in. Avalim yachalamad alatzma, tfila so tfila. But if you can hold it in, then it counts. That's all in the brisa. Va'ad kama, how much do you have to be able to hold it in? And the Gemara explains, Amar Zvid Ad Parsa, comes to the same conclusion, just it wasn't all in the Brisa, that it was the Gemara explaining the Brisa. Ad Parsa. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Hanitzrach l'nakava, v'reza lo yispala. Person who needs to go to the bathroom to make a bowel movement, he should not daven. Mishum Shenemar, because the Pasuk in Amos states, Hikon l'kras elokecha Yisrael. You should prepare yourself and cleanse yourself before you talk to Hashem. So if you have that dirtiness in your body, you should first cleanse yourself, and therefore you'll daven when you'll be davening when your body is clean. The Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani and Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani said the name of Yonasan. My tusiv shma raglecha kashatel chabeis ha'elokim. Watch your feet when you go to Hashem's house. Shma atzmacha shelo techeta. Watch yourself that you should not sin, so that you shouldn't have to bring a carbon. Vim techeta have a carbon lefanai. But if you do sin, bring a carbon. Now, continuing the pasuk, v'karav l'shma d'ri chacham, amarav ha'vei karav l'shma d'ri chacham, listen to the words of the rabbis, shem chot and b'vi'in karban v'osim tshuva. You should, if you do sin, you should make sure to do tshuva and bring a karban. Don't be like those fools who sin and they bring a carbon but they don't do tshuva. It says what they don't know how to do bad? What does that mean? Tzadikim didn't know. They don't know how to do bad. They're tzadikim. Why are you calling them Rishayim? Don't be like the fools who sin and bring a carbon. They don't know whether they're bringing a carbon shlamim for something good, like carbon toda, or if they're bringing a carbon for bad. And therefore they don't do tshuva. Hashem says they don't even know whether they did a sin or not. They're bringing a carbon. So if you sin, you should know that you're bringing the carbon for the sin. If you don't sin, then you should bring a carbon for a shlamim or a toda. But now the Gemara has the other pshat. Ravashi v'itema Rav Chanina Bar Papa Amar. No, that's not what the pasuk means at all. It's talking about what we spoke about before. Shmor nikavecha, right? When it says shmor raglecha, watch your feet, meaning watch your holes between your feet, meaning your where you defecate from or where you urinate from. Watch those nikavim, watch those cracks in your body where you excrete from. B'shashat omid b'tfila lefanai. When you come to the Beis Elokim, means when you come to Davin, make sure that you've already gone to the bathroom so it doesn't affect you, like we said before. Tan Rabbanan, Hanichnas LeBeis HaKisei Cholitz Tfilav Beruchok Arba Amos. If a person is going into a bathroom because he wants to sit down and make a bowel movement, he has to remove his tefillin 4 Amos away from the bathhouse. V'nichnas, then he goes in. Amar V'achabar Rav Huna Amar Rav Sheshes Lo Shanu. That's only a permanent bathroom that has feces in it. But if it's a temporary bathroom, which they haven't yet used, it was being designated for a bathroom, they haven't used it yet. Choletz v'nifne la'alti. You could actually bring them into the bathroom, bring the tefillin in there, take them off, put them on the side, go to the bathroom right away. But when you leave, don't put them on until you get 4 amos away, and then you put them on. Because by going to the bathroom there, you've made it into a permanent bathroom, and then you can't put them on until you're 4 amos away. Says the Gemara, are you allowed to walk into a bathroom, to a permanent bathroom, which already has feces in it, but you're going there to urinate? Says the Gemara, Ravina Shari. Ravina permitted urinating with your tefillin on. And Rav Adabar Masna Osar. He says you're not allowed to urinate with your tefillin on in the bathroom. Asu Shailua L'Rava. They came and asked this question to Rava Amalahu Asar. Rava said it's Asar to walk into the bathroom while with your tefillin on. Chayshiran. Because we're worried maybe you will end up sitting down and making a bowel movement wearing your tefillin. That you can't do. Some say, we're afraid that while you're urinating, maybe you'll pass gas, which you can't do while you're wearing your tefillin. Tanya Idach, we learned it in another braisa. A person who walks into a permanent bathroom, remove your tefillin when you are 4 amos away. Umanichin b'chalona samach l'rishus haram. You can place them in a window that's facing the rishus haram v'nichnas, and you go into the bathroom. Uksho yotze marchak 4 amos umanichin, and when you leave, you go 4 amos away and put them on. Devir v'yashami b'esil omrim uksan b'yado v'nichnas. B'esil says you can actually hold them and go into the bathroom. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Oxen bevigdo v'nichnas. Rabbi Kiva says, you don't hold them in your hands, you can hold them with a garment and go into the bathroom. Ask them, bevigdo sakadaitach, zimn de mishle lehu v'nafle. If you're going to hold them with a garment, we're afraid they're going to fall out of your hands. You're going to forget about them. Ela ema. Oxen bevigdo uviyado v'nichnas. You hold them in your garment and in your hands and you go in. Umanicham bechorin hasmuchin lebeis hakiseh. But you don't put them in the holes that are facing the Rosh Hashanah, because you're afraid someone's going to take them. You put them in the holes that are facing the bathroom. V'lo yanicham bechorin hasmuchin lebeis hakiseh. You can't place them in the holes, in the windows that are facing the Rosh Hashanah. Shema yitlo osim overdrachim v'yavlo dechashad. Maybe other people, non-Jews, will pass by and take them, and they're going to cause suspicion. What do you mean? The Gemara tells a story about that. Story happened with one Talmud who left his tefillin outside the bathhouse on the windows facing the Rosh Hashanah. Ubas zona achas and atlasan. A certain prostitute came and took them. Ubas lebeis hamedrash. She came to the beis hamedrash. She said, "Ru'u manasan li ploni b'schari. Look at what one of the yeshiva brachim gave me for my payment for my services." Kevin Shashama Usa Talmud Kach. When that Talmud heard that this prostitute said such a thing, Ola LeRosh HaGag would not follow the mace. He jumped off the roof because he was so embarrassed, even though he had never done anything with that prostitute. But Usa Shah Iskinu She Ochsam Vivigdo Uviado Venichnas. At that time, the rabbis instituted, don't put the tefillin in the window facing the Shas Rabbim because they're not safe there. Rather, you should hold them with your garment and your hand and go into the bathroom with them. The Gemara continues. Tana Rabbanan Barishon Haymenichan Tefillin Bechor Nasmuchan LeBeis Hakiseh. They used to originally place the tefillin in the holes in the wall, like these little compartments which were near the bathroom. Ubayin Achbarin Notlos, and mice would come and take the tefillin. Hiskinu Shimanichan Osam Bachalonos Asmuchos Shizrabim. Then they instituted that it's better to put them in the chalon facing Rosh Hashanah, one over Terachim, and then the people in the Rosh Hashanah would take them. So therefore the rabbis instituted, no, it's better to carry them into the bathroom. Even though it's not nice to bring the children to the bathroom, but that's the safest thing for them. Ami Rabbi Miyasha Bered Rabbi Shimon Levi, Halacha, Golulan, Kimin Sefer V'Ochsan Bimino Keneged Libo. You should roll them up and hold them in your right hand, opposite your heart, when you're in the bathroom. However, you shouldn't allow the strap of the tefillin to fall out of your hand, a tefach, because it has kedushin, and it's embarrassing to put it out there in the bathroom. This whole din that you should hold it and go into the bathroom with it, ela kishiyeh shos biyom lelavshan. That's if you still have time during the day to wear them after the bathroom. Aval, Angels, Yom Lovshin, if it's ready towards the end of the day and you're not going to wear them when you come out of the bathroom. Osalen, Kimin, Kis, Tefach, Umanichan. You should make like a bag, at least a Tefach large, and put them in there and bring them into the bathroom in the bag. Amar Rabba Bar Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bayom, during the day, Golan, Kimin, Sefer, Manichan, Biyadu, Kanegalibo, Valaila. During the day, you roll them up and hold them in your hand opposite your heart. Uvalaylo, and take them off at night. Oslan kmin kis tefach umanichan. You make them a bag or a pocket the size of a tefach and put them in there. Amrabai lo shanu elabaklishu kilyan. You need a kli that's a tefach if it's a kli that's made specifically for the tefillin. So you need a big kli of a tefach to block the kedusha and keep the kedusha in the bag, and not to embarrass it in the bathroom. Aval baklisha eino kelyan, but if it's not a kli that's made for the tefillin, it's just like a stama bag. Afilu hupachas mitafach, even if it's less than a tefach, that's okay to bring it into the bathroom. Amar mazuchavi tamer ravashi teid. I'll prove this to you. Shari pachin ketanim. Small jugs that are even less than a tefach prevent tumah from going into a kli, a vessel, if there's a dead body in the room. So just like less than a tefach works there, less than a tefach should work in the bathroom for the tefillin as well. When I was walking after Rabbi Yochanan, when he wanted to go into the bathroom, he was holding a sefer. The sefer about Agados, stories of the Gemara, have a Yoivlan, he would give us the sefer. He would give us the sefer before he went into the bathroom. Ki havinak tefillin, however, when he was holding tefillin, lo havio, he wouldn't give it to us, lo havio, Yoivlan, Omar, holy sharunu abanan, since the rabbi said you're allowed to hold it at the time you're in the bathroom in order to watch them, ninatron, I'd rather carry my tefillin so that my tefillin should protect me in this bathhouse. When I was following Rav Nachman, he was holding a sefer of the Agados of the Gemara, Yoivlan, he would give it to us before going to the bathroom. When he's holding tefillin, he wouldn't give it to us. Since the rabbi's permitted holding it, ninatron, I'm going to walk in holding my tefillin so the tefillin will protect me. A person should not hold tefillin in his hands or hold a sefer Torah in his arms and daven, because he's not going to focus. He's afraid he's going to drop the tefillin with the sefer Torah. He's not going to focus on davening. You're not allowed to urinate when you're wearing tefillin, or when you're holding. It sounds like it's saying when you shouldn't urinate with them when you're holding them. Right. Right. When you're holding them, you shouldn't urinate. V'lo yishan mem, you shouldn't sleep holding tefillin. V'lo shinas kev, v'lo shinas harai. Amar Shmuel, sakin umos uka'ara v'kikar harayelok yotzmen. You're also not allowed to daven when you're holding a knife or money or a plate or a loaf of bread. It's the same halacha. We're afraid you're going to worry about dropping them. You're not going to focus on davening. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Sheshes. Really, you're not supposed to hold anything when you're davening. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Sheshes. Lesech z'kihani hamas nisa. We don't pass in this way. Meaning the Brisa that said that you're not allowed to urinate while you're holding tefillin, the Beis Shammai, we don't pass like that because that is Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is the one who said that you're not allowed to urinate when you're holding tefillin. E Beis Hillel, because if you want to say the Brisa like Beis Hillel, Hashta Beis Akisa Kavoshari, Beis Hillel said you're allowed to carry tefillin into a permanent Beis Akisa. Beis Akisa Arai Miboy. So do you have to tell me that in a temporary bathroom you're allowed to carry it? So it must be that it's Beis Shammai, and we don't pass them that way. It says more Meisi Ve. Stuff that I permitted you in a permanent, we have another brisa that says, stuff that I permitted in a permanent bathroom, asarti l'chakan, I forbid in a temporary bathroom. Very strange, right? Why should it be more forbidden in a temporary bathroom than a permanent bathroom? What does this brisa mean? Lav, tefillin? Doesn't this mean that tefillin? It's referring to tefillin in a bathroom? Yamas b'shlama. If you tell me that this is going like Beis Hillel, and what it means is hitarti l'chakan means what? Kavua, a permanent bathhouse that Beis Hillel permits you to walk into a permanent bathhouse carrying tefillin. Asarti l'chakan, I forbid you in a temporary bathhouse to go urinate there. Beis Akisei Arai. So then it makes sense. Ele'i amrit. But if you tell me Beis Shammai, Halo Sharov Lomi De Beis Shammai doesn't permit anything. Even in a Beis Akisei Kavua, he forbids it. So it must be it's going like Beis Hillel. And this is against Rav Sheshes, who said that the Braiso that forbids urinating holding tefillin is like Beis Shammai. Because Beis Hillel permits urinating. Says the Gemara, Kitaniyahi Lenyan Tefach Utfachayim. So the Gemara answers, no. This brisa, when it says what I forbade you in a permanent bathroom, I allowed you in a temporary bathroom. What it means is like this. I'm sorry. What I forbade you in a temporary bathroom, I allowed you in a permanent bathroom. That's referring to how much you're allowed to uncover yourself when you go to the bathroom. It's not talking about going into a bathroom holding tefillin. It's talking about how much you're allowed to reveal of yourself. That a person who is going to the bathroom, he should only uncover himself what he needs to uncover because of tznius. So if you need to sit down in the bathroom, so then you could reveal one tefach behind you. And if you are urinating, you need two tefachim in front of you because the spritz of the urine goes further. That's what the Bryson means. Stuff that I permitted you in a permanent bathroom, namely, what I permitted to you to do in a temporary bathroom, namely to uncover two tefachim in front because of the spritz of the urine, asarti l'chakan, I forbade you in a permanent bathroom because there you're going to sit down, so you only have to be megala, reveal, one tefach from your back side, and therefore you have no proof from this that Beis Hillel holds that it's forbidden to urinate with tefillin in your hands, and there's no problem with the words of Rav Sheshes. Now the Gemara is going to prove from another brisa to this din of one tefach versus two tefachim. The Tani Chada, we learned in one brisa, Kishu Nifne, when a person sits in the bathroom, Megala La'achov tefach ulafanov tefachayim, that you have to uncover yourself one tefach of your backside and two tefachim in the front. V'tani Idach, another brisa says, no, when you're sitting down, La'achov tefach ulafanov lo klum, your backside, you have to reveal one tefach in front of you, nothing, if you're sitting in the toilet. So how do we understand this? Lav, idi v'idi b'ish. Do we say both of these talking about a man? V'lo kasha. Kan l'gadolim, kan l'katanim. If you're going to the bathroom for gadolim, if you're going to sit in the bathroom, then it's one tefach in the back. And if you're going to urinate, it's two tefachim in the front. Says the Gemara, v'tizbara. Ibe katanim l'achav tefach lamali. If we're talking about urinating, why do you need one tefach on the backside? Ella idi v'idi b'gedolim. They're both talking about sitting down. V'lo kasha. Habe'ish v'habe'isha. A woman, you only have to reveal one tefach in the back, but a man is one tefach in the back plus two tefachim in the front. Because for a fade, maybe he'll come to urinate also. Says the Gemara, ihachi, if so, ha'duk tani Allah, zeo kabachom she'ena lof tshuva. That we learned on this brisa, that you can make a kabachomer that has no answer, that you could ask against this din from a Kal V'chomer, which has no answer, my Einel of Tshuva. What's the Kal V'chomer that has no answer? You see, if it's talking about tefillin in a bathroom like Beis Hillel holds, and it means that it's permitted in a permanent bathroom and it's forbidden in a temporary bathroom, then it makes a lot of sense. You could ask of a Kal V'chomer that if it's permitted in a permanent bathroom, Kal V'chomer should be permitted in a temporary bathroom. But if you tell me it's talking about the tefach or tefachayim, so what kind of Kal V'chomer is there? Darka de milsa hachiza, it's actually correct that one tefach for a man in the back and two tefachim in the front. Makes sense. Because a woman doesn't need to reveal anything in the front, so what kind of Kal V'chomer? Makes sense that it should be permissible for a man and not in a woman. El alav, therefore the Gemara says no. So we go back to our original thing. We're really talking about tefillin. This brisa is really talking about tefillin. Like we explained originally. That we permitted in a permanent bathroom and we forbid it in a temporary bathroom. Utiyufta derav amar Rav Sheshes. And it's a question against Rav in the name of Rav Sheshes. Because Rav in the name of Rav Sheshes established the brises that forbade to urine while you're holding tefillin, like Beis Shammai, and not like Beis Hillel. Because according to Beis Hillel, it would be permitted. According to Beis Shammai, everything's going to be usur. So therefore, the Gemara says you're right. To yufta, the Rav Rav Sheshes to yufta that this is a rejection of Rav Rav Sheshes's statement, and therefore, according to Beis Hillel, it's usur to urinate while you have your tefillin in your hands. And the brisa earlier that said that is going within the opinion of Beis Hillel. So this is against Rav Rav Sheshes, who said that it was going like Beis Shammai. So now the Gemara has to still explain. So how do you explain the brisa? So the Gemara says, Mikol Makom Kasha. Because even though it's clear now from the words of the brisa that the din is correct, that in a permanent bathroom it is permitted to urinate, and in a temporary bathroom it is usur, nevertheless, mikol makom kashya. So why is that true? Hashta besakise kavu ashari. If you tell me in a permanent bathroom it's permissible to urinate while holding tefillin, besakise arai lokolshkein. So why shouldn't it be permissible in a temporary? Says the Gemara Hachamim, this is what it means to say. Beis Hakisei Kavua, when you're sitting and going to the bathroom, Delekani Tzotzo, so there's no urination, so there's no drops of urine. Shari, so it's permitted to hold a tefillin. because since you're sitting down, nothing's going to happen to the tefillin. Basically, however, in a temporary bathroom where you're only going to go to urinate, they're going to eat tzotzos that there might be droplets from the urine that's going to spritz and get on the tefillin. Asrei. That's why it's forbidden to hold tefillin in a temporary bathroom, but in a permanent bathroom, it is permissible to hold a tefillin. Ask Gemara, Ihachi, am I anal of shuva? So that's the shuva malyasi. So why do we say there's a kal vachomer that has no answer? This is actually a good answer to explain why a temporary bathhouse is actually more strict than a permanent bathhouse. It's actually a good svar. Why the brisa say that there's a kal vachomer that has no answer? Says Gemara, Hachikar, this is what I meant to say. Ha milsa, this din of holding tefillin in the bathhouse, tesei le b'toras taima. You could give a good reason for it, like we just said, that when you're sitting down, it's gedolim, so we're not worried that there's going to be spritz. But if you go in a temporary bathroom, we are worried. V'lo tesei le b'kal v'chomer. Don't learn it out from logic of a kal v'chomer. D'yaseh b'toras kal v'chomer. If you try to approach this from a kal v'chomer, then there's no answer. But the truth is, you shouldn't use the kal v'chomer, you should use logic. And the logic says that since when you're sitting down, there's going to be no spritz, it's okay to bring tefillin into a permanent bathhouse. But it's not okay to bring tefillin when you're urinating. It's actually worse in temporary bathhouse where you're urinating. It's actually worse because of the spritz factor. Tanu Rabbanan. If a person wants to walk into a permanent meal, mahalich asar pamim arba amos or arba pamim esar amos, person wants to start a big meal, he should walk 10 times 4 amos or 4 times 10 amos to make sure that if he needs to go to the bathroom, as he's walking, it'll cause him to need to go to the bathroom. V'yifna, then he should sit and go to the bathroom. V'achak nichnas, then he should go into the meal. He doesn't want to get embarrassed by leaving the meal. Well, he has to go to the bathroom. It's like nichnas l'das keva. If you're going into a big meal, cholit tefillah v'achach nichnas, you should take your tefillin off because we're afraid maybe you get drunk. Then you'll be embarrassed while you're wearing tefillin. This argues in Rabbi Chiya. Dam Rabbi Chiya, manichan al shulchano v'chein hadurlo. You could just put them down on your next to your seat, and that's a good thing. This way, right when you finish eating, you could put them right back on. Va'ad emas. How long do you have to have your tefillin off when you put them back on? Rav Nachum, it's like adzman bracha. When you're ready to bench, you put your tefillin on before benching, and you bench. This is, of course, talking times of the Gemara where they used to wear tefillin all day long. Tani chadi, we went to one brisa. Tzor adam tefillav im ma'osav ba'afar ksuso. One brisa says that a person should put your tefillin, you're allowed to hold your tefillin with your money in a handkerchief. V'tani idach lo yatzor. No, you're not allowed to put your tefillin together with your money. Lo kasha, so that sounds like it's a problem. Lo kasha, ha de azmane, ha de lo azmane. One is talking about where you designated this for tefillin, then you can't put money in. But if you didn't designate it for tefillin, then you are allowed to put the tefillin with the money. Damar of chista, hai suja de tefillin, de azmane le mesa be tefillin. If you have a handkerchief that you designated to hold your tefillin, tsar be tefillin. If you put tefillin in there, also le mesa be pshita, you're not allowed to put money in. Azmane velo tsarbe, if you just prepared it, but you didn't actually put the tefillin in, or tsarbe velo azmane, you put tefillin in, but you didn't prepare it for that, shara lemeitza bezuzi, you're allowed to have money in there. Because this opinion is holding hazmana lav milsehi, which means if you just prepare something, as long as you didn't use it yet, it's not considered to be holy yet. Like a tefillin bag or something. If you prepare a tefillin bag, but you didn't ever put tefillin in there, you're allowed to hold money in there. And by the way, if you'd put your tefillin in there permanently, then you would not be allowed to put money in there, even if you had not yet prepared it, because it was made for tefillin. Ula Abaye Dam Razman and Milsi, according to Abaye, says preparation is significant. Azmane, Afakav the Lotzarbe, if you just prepared it for tefillin, even if you didn't actually use it for tefillin yet, then you can't use it for money. Tsarbe, however, if you have used it for tefillin, e azmane, if you did prepare it for the tefillin, usr, elo azmane, lo. But just if you had not prepared it for tefillin, then it's not a problem. Are you allowed to place tefillin under your head when you go to sleep? Are you allowed to put your tefillin under your head? You can't put them under your feet because that's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. Can you put your tefillin under your head? My Amalei Hachem Shmuel Mutter Vafilu Ishto Imo. Even if you're having marital relations with your wife, it's permissible to put tefillin under your head. Meisfei, the Gemara asks a question. Lo yinichal tefillin tachas maragolosav. Peshnog ben derech mizon. You can't put tefillin under your legs because it's embarrassing. Al minichan tachas maragolosav. But you're allowed to put them under your head. Meisfei ishto imo. But if your wife was having marital relations, oh sir, you can't put your tefillin there. If you have a little protrusion from the bed, three tefachim high or three tefachim low, then you can put them there, but you can't put them under your bed. Tiyufta d'Shmuel, it's a question against Shmuel. It says Gemara, Tiyufta d'Shmuel, Tiyufta. Yeah, that's a great question against Shmuel. But nevertheless, Amarava Afagav d'Tani, Tiyufta d'Shmuel, even though we learned in the Brice against Shmuel, Hilchas HaKava, say, we do follow the opinion of Shmuel. My Taima, why do we follow the opinion of Shmuel? Because it's better to protect your tefillin that it'll be near you, even though it's a problem and no one's going to be able to take it. And the mice won't take it and Ganavim won't take it, even though it's embarrassing for the tefillin to be there. Nevertheless, it's better for your tefillin to be there and you'll watch over it, even though it's embarrassing and they won't get lost. The post can say that it's got to be in a kiss besoch kiss, right? It's got to be in underneath the cover, and it's also got to be like in a bag or something. So, because veheicha manach lehu, now where would you put it under your head? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya bein kaila kesses, in between the pillow and the mattress, shelo keneged rosho, not quite exactly under your head, right next to your head, and probably in another bag as well. The post can say v'hatani Rabbi Chia asked the Gemara v'hatani Rabbi Chia manichan bakova. You place them in their bag, tachas marashosav, mamish under your head. Says, well, no, it doesn't mean that. Demabikli lemusha dekova lebar. No, it's sticking out a little bit. It's not mamish under your head. It's sticking out a little bit to the side in its bag. And again, the postum say it's got to be at a bag within a bag. Bar kapara tzirlu bekilsa. Bar kapara used to tie them to the sheet that went around the side of the bed, the tefillin would hang outside of the bed. Rav Shishbri, Rav Idi, Manach Lehu Ashar Shifa, he used to place them on a small little bench that was in front of the bed. Upar Sujale, he would put a sheet on top. Rav Yosef Zimnachad, have a coming to the Rav. One time I was standing in front of Rava. Va'amali zil aisi li tefillin. He said to me, go get me my tefillin. Vashkachtinu, I found them. Bein kar lakesis. I found them in his bed, under his pillow, between his pillow and his mattress. Shelo keneged rosho. Not exactly where he puts his head. Va'ava yadana diom tefillah. I knew that that was the night that his wife had gone to the mikveh. Ulagmura, and therefore I knew that he had relations. Ulagmura, halach lamaisa udavit. He did this to teach me halach lamaisa. The poskim say that you see from this Gemara that the night that a woman goes to the mikvah, the husband and wife are supposed to have marital relations. This is actually the source in Shas for such halach. Okay, we will stop here. Have a wonderful day.